Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
What's going on here, Bob? First of all, Limits is too busy talking before the show, and the station goes off the air. Did you hear about that?
Didn't go off the air.
Yes, it did. It was just repeating the same thing over and over again, kind of like now. What music is this?
It was the traffic bed.
This music sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Why do you hate the music so much?
It's not even music. You like it, Tyler?
Yeah, I like this stuff.
Thank you, Tyler.
Do I have a 30% vote here?
Yes.
This sucks. Come on, man.
It's like a AI-generated drum beat. What do you mean? How is this good? It's not even music.
Well, it was like my high school days. That's what I liked, part of it. Do you listen to music at your house, Bob? Do you guys like?
Yeah. I mean, every now and then, not all the time.
Like I do. I work out in the morning and I put on YouTube downstairs on the TV and put it on there. And I'm almost under 200 pounds. I have 0.4 pounds to lose. Brian Batko's playing basketball tonight in Fox Chapel, I think. Yeah. I'm going to join him. And when I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to take a photo of myself under 200 pounds.
9.
That's the goal.
How does he do that aside from that? If he didn't play basketball, Tyler, how would he lose weight?
I'd take a sauna. Take a sauna and don't drink water. You'll get sick, but you'll feel you'll lose the weight.
Like a wrestler trying to
How
cut
do you
weight.
Feel?
I feel incredible. This is the best I've felt in since I was a kid.
Do you think you can run right now?
Yeah.
You think you can run a mile right now?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really? I
mile.
Not a chance.
Easily.
Not a chance.
Yeah, yeah. I've been running. I've been picking up running again. I've been walking more than 1 mile.
Well, we walk a lot too, but running's a whole different animal.
I mean, I'm not going to run like Usain Bolt or Forrest Gump. I'm just going to run. I'm going to run like Ron Cook. I'm going to run jog, you know, Bob.
Yeah.
A slow jog.
Slow jog. Yeah, exactly. Okay. If you define it that way, then I would agree. That's
sure.
Okay.
I can run them. I can run 2 miles right now.
Not a chance.
And then you know what else I'm going to start doing?
Not a chance he's calling you out.
Listen to this, Tyler.
I bet you I can beat you in a 2 mile run. I guarantee I can.
Put that on the docket limits. Why don't we?
Are you a runner, Joe?
No.
Oh, then what are you talking about? You can't run a mile right now.
Yes, I can. You don't have to be, you know, an official runner to run a mile.
Bob, I mean, a mile's far running, right?
It is. To me, it is.
It depends on how you define running.
Walk fast is good for you. You don't have to run necessarily.
Why is race?
It's got to be a jog.
A jog. That's what he said. Yeah. Why is race walking an Olympic sport, Bob? Have you ever seen more than anything
sport.
More than ridiculous than that, Tyler?
Pillow fighting is going to be an Olympic sport the way things are going. Anything you have, you know, just.
Know what the best is? You know, what they have that big controversy this year or last year with the Olympics where it was just some weird dancing or something?
Oh, yeah.
Breakdancing.
What was it?
Breakdancing.
Break
dancing.
Oh,
really? God. There was a controversy.
Although I admire that, to be honest. I mean, to do that, you better be in.
I mean, I admire guitar playing too, but that's not an Olympic sport.
No, I agree. It should not be in the Olympics.
What about, you know, when the people have the fake horse?
The fake horse.
A fake horse?
Yeah, it's like a horse's head and they have like the broomstick.
Out of The Godfather.
And they jump over stuff?
What are you talking?
City Limits, you ever seen that?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but
wait, that's an Olympic sport?
Oh,
a fake horse head?
Or at least it used to be.
What?
What's it called?
Oh, like jousting?
No.
Oh, and they're on the horses going at each other with swords?
Like a pogo horse. It's like a stick.
Yes, you jump off the horse's head?
I don't know.
No, you
You ride the broom.
Yeah, it's like, think of a broom, but instead of like the sweeper thing.
That's Harry Potter, Bob.
A horse's head. So you're doing all the work. You're like jumping over these, like, I don't know even what.
Hurdles or whatever they call them.
And you're pretending you're a horse.
What? You're pretending you're Joe Kopp at the Olympics? Limits, can you look that up, please? Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion with a beautiful Penguins hat on. Bob Pompiani for the second day in a row with his parrot golf hat. I love that.
Abaco Club, have you ever been there?
No.
Okay, you should. You like golf. Yeah. I told Joe yesterday I should go. It's in the Bahamas, but it's a great place.
Oh, man.
Anywhere in Bahamas.
Anywhere.
City Limits to my left. His name is Austin Bechtold. He's got a 412 shirt on. He let the station almost crash this morning, Bob. Remember that?
I think that's a bit of an embellishment.
I don't.
Huge embellishment.
You should have seen Crowley and Harry. Even Harry ran for this one. They ran back there and had to turn the station back on because Limits was kibitzing outside.
No, that's not what it was. It was to play the traffic.
Is that what I was told?
Well, you were told wrong.
And we have a lot to talk about. Yes?
Yes, we do.
We do.
What were you going to tell Bob?
I wasn't going to tell Bob anything.
Did he not just say Bob?
I don't have my headsets on because I left them in the car in the break. I'm going to go get them. So I'm trying to read his lips.
How are we going to do a show lips? When you don't have headsets on?
Hi, Bob. Hi.
Hi, Bob.
Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
What were we talking? Oh, Olympic sports.
The horses.
But they're, oh, golf. Pat Bostick, I'm not going to give everything away, but he sounds like he's all set for golf on this trip to Stanford, doesn't it, Bob?
Yes.
Oh, how jealous are you?
Very, very jealous of him.
That's a good thing to go on out a day early because that affords him that opportunity. If they were to fly tomorrow, that wouldn't happen.
When somebody gets something like that, Bob, do you hope it gets ruined with rain? Or
no,
you want
no,
them
I,
to
hope,
have
I hope Pat. Pat's a really good golfer, you know. He's one of the best at Chartiers.
Is he?
Really good handicap, yeah. I think it's like 3.
What?
Pat, if you're out there and that's wrong, please tell me.
What's your handicap, Tyler?
I'm like 15.
Yeah, I've gotten mine down to 19, Bob.
And that's the sandbagging. You're better than that.
Yeah,
I was at 16, and then I got Steve Blast disease with the driver.
Well, that's what happens when you go from 16 to 19. There's a bit of sandbag. You like sandpaper? This is sandbagging.
The ironic thing is that Steve Blast never had Steve Blast disease in golf. He's an unbelievable golfer.
2 hole-in-ones in one round.
In one round. The odds of getting that are worse than getting hit by lightning and winning the lottery on the same day. Steve Blass, famous Pirates pitcher, World Series champion, hit 2 holes-in-1 in the same round.
Wow.
Same round. How about that?
Were you there, Bob?
No.
Bob, you
I heard all about it. 1 hole-in-1, yes.
Where?
At Valley Brook, 2 red before they changed the, and they added 9 holes.
So. How far, Bob, and what club?
It was an 8-iron, 147 yards. But I never saw it go in the hole.
Who did?
Because the sun was coming up right behind the green, and, you know, you hit a shot, I can't see it. I looked everywhere but the cup because I thought every time I do that, I'll never see it. And somebody finally said, there's a ball in here. I said, what did I – no celebration, no nothing.
Why is it a tradition that if you get the hole in one, you have to buy
the
drinks?
It's a stupid tradition.
Shouldn't it be the other way around?
That cost me that day quite a bit. Thankfully, it was an 8 a.m. tee out. There weren't many people in there. So when I got done, we, you know, took care of that, but –
I got a guy, my buddy at Moon Golf Club. His name's Skipper. He's a West Virginia fan like Crowley, which is a mark against him, of course, but he's also a nice guy. So he was playing a par 3, a blind par 3 in front of me, in a group in front of me, right? So I hit my ball onto the green. We drive up. I think my ball is literally an inch from the hole. I walk up to it, and he wrote on the ball that he left there, nice try, Joe.
Oh, that is awesome.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that is a good idea.
That one hurt, Bob.
You'll get there.
I did get a hole in one.
That's right, you did get one.
Yeah.
It was by yourself.
Nobody believes it, but
I believe
it happened.
The one thing I know about Joe, he does not. He's the one guy I know who goes and putts everything out.
Yeah.
He does not make excuses. He doesn't improve his lie. I've seen it.
And do you cheat,
Tyler? He would insist.
Yeah, I do.
You improve your line?
Cheat to win. Yeah, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah,
but that's a little different in golf, don't you think?
Yeah, it definitely ain't different golf, but I don't think a hole-in-one means as much with no one else playing with you.
No, it doesn't even count. Not only was nobody with me, nobody saw it. The group in front of me was gone around the hedges, and the group behind me wasn't there yet. And I ran up to the hole. I mishit a 7-iron from 151 yards out.
See, that's
I saw
honest.
It go
he
in.
Tells you, he mishit it. Normally, guys would embellish it the other way. I hit this pure wedge, 152 yards. It spun back into the hole. You know,
no,
you do
I
it
hit,
the legitimate way.
I healed it.
That's why I believe you.
And it went probably 100 yards skimming across the ground, and I knew it went in, and I ran up, and I'm like, I yelled to the people in front of me. They couldn't hear me. The people behind me, I'm like, I got a hole in one. Did you see it? No. But they cheered for me anyway. Then I didn't want to touch the ball. So I FaceTimed Bob. It was like 7:30 in the morning, as if that would have proven it. Hey, look, Bob, there's the ball in the hole. It was a hole in one.
Your energy would have been up there and you were that excited. I believe I've seen you play. I know that you don't cheat.
When are you going to get a hole in one?
I hope soon. Seriously.
No, you don't. I know that at Neverwood, you'll be paying a high premium for cocktails there for everyone in that place.
That is very true.
Including the Shenderovich twins.
Oh, yeah.
Shenderovich twins are really good, by the way.
They're really good, and they never took a lesson,
Bob. Al or Ed, one of the two of them. They both are good, but
I get them confused, but they're both, neither one of them has ever taken a lesson. They learned, I don't know how they learned.
They learned by golfing. They golf a ton.
Yeah. We, oh, that's right. Me and you golfed with them that day, did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. that was me, no. You, and those two. No?
No.
Poor Fishman. He stays behind while they play golf every day.
Yeah, what does Fishman do,
Bob?
He
doesn't golf. I don't think he golfs. Does he golf?
Who?
Fishman.
I don't know. I never.
You ever met Fishman?
No, because he's too busy working.
Yeah.
Al and Ed are out on the town playing golf, going to functions, and and Fishman sits behind.
What about Pony's nipples? Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Were you there?
I watched it.
Austin has a t-shirt on that commemorates the
look event. At this shirt, TK.
I left early.
Were his eyes watering? Or no, his face was covered, right?
His face was covered with a hat. He covered up his face. He said that the pain was an 8 out of 10.
Oh.
He was squeezing Donnie's hand.
Donnie?
He didn't scream. He didn't
Donnie
yell or anything.
Donnie was holding his hand like he was about to, an expectant father. He was grabbing like you would when your wife's about to deliver. It was an intense grab.
It was very intense. Wow. But we got these shirts that say, Wanted, Andrew Filippone, for crimes against sports predictions.
Yeah, that
says the fan at the bottom of it.
So Donnie really steps up in hard times for people.
He does.
Yeah.
He was almost like a midwife there.
He really was. What do they call it? What do they call it? A badula? What do they call it?
No, that breathing is a technique. I forget the name.
What do they call the person who's with you? What is that called? People have a job doing that when people give birth.
Someone on the
they're like a support. They're like a support.
Yeah,
it's a midwife. It's a synonym for a midwife. What's it called?
I don't know.
Limits.
I don't know. I think that the three people that have had children would have a better idea of what they're called than me.
Usually it's the person you have the kid.
I have no idea.
I know, but there's people whose job that is.
Oh, they don't. Your midwife.
Yeah, a midwife. Right.
Yeah, but usually a midwife is someone that you, when you have a birth at home, usually when you go to the hospital, I think
you're right.
So the midwife is there for all the practices and then on game night?
No, the midwife could be there for the delivery of it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't know what you say. There's another name for that. I'm not sure.
There is. Limits, go to the text line, please. At 412-928-9370. Medulla? What's it called?
The text line has not weighed in on that yet, okay. But they have said that hobby horse is what
hobby
TK
horse.
Was talking about for the Olympics. Hobby horse.
Get out of here that's an Olympic sport, is it? Hobby horsing?
Imagine if I came in hopping on a fake horse. What would you guys
think? That's right out of Monty Python.
It is not currently an Olympic sport, but there is a petition for it to be in the 2028 Olympics.
Why? Somebody's got to step in with these Olympic sports.
Is there a professional league of it? No. Is there? When you just take a broom, put a horse head on it, and start going around the neighborhood and practicing?
And call it an Olympic sport? What are we doing?
There is a hobby horse Olympics that was held in 2024.
Well, then they can have their own Olympics and bring in horses from all over.
It's like, I can't afford a horse, so I'm going to make my own.
You think golf's an expensive hobby?
Yeah.
You get a horse's head. Go ahead and try to...
Wait, we did this last week or 2 weeks ago. The weirdest Olympic sports. There was one called solo synchronized swimming.
Yeah. How does that synchronize when you're by yourself?
Great question.
Joe, you're right. It's a doula, the text line says.
A doula, yes. Yeah. That's exactly right. And I know, who do I know who does that?
Sounds
now
like
I can't think.
Sort of a soothsayer. You go into
a soothsayer, yeah.
A doula.
The other one, Bob, was, we talked about this. Remember the live pigeon shooting was an Olympic sport? Can you believe that, Tyler?
No, they're just coming up with stuff, you know. Like, what are people going to watch? You know, wow.
We missed you at the pony thing. I'll tell you that much. He could have used your moral support.
No, I would have been taking videos and trying to get him to do it.
Bob, where do we go from here? We fit bottom.
I think since we're talking to Tyler Kennedy, we have to talk about Ben Kindle.
Let's do that.
Because that's the deadline is up. It's here.
That's where we begin. We begin with the Penguins are an incredible story this season, and his time is either up or extended. Which should it be? Is there even a decision here?
I don't think there's a decision. I think he's shown enough to stay. I love confidence. Plays so well with and away from the puck. He's making plays. He's producing. I think he looks great on the third line. And he's given me enough to give him an opportunity to stay all year and run with it. I think it's better to let him keep playing in the NHL around guys like Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin. Just being up is going to help him a ton. And again, it's not like he's coming in and we're throwing him a bone. This kid has earned it. Like, he's earned it. And then when I look at the Penguins as a whole, even Brunick, like, they're bringing that youth energy, that youthfulness that the Penguins haven't had in a long time.
Yeah.
With an opportunity. Like, I always say, when you have a young guy come in, when you're an older guy and a young guy comes in and he brings that enthusiasm to be there every day, even when they're tired, they're still smiling. They're still excited to be there.
Yeah.
You forget as an older guy how good you have it. And when you see that, it picks you up a bit. And,
right.
And as a veteran at one time in my career, when I had young guys coming in, it pushed me too because I knew this kid was coming in not just to play. He was there to steal my spot. So I knew I had to be like, This is the guy that's taken my spot. Even though he's a teammate, that's the camaraderie that pushes everyone along. And again, you see it in 09 when they had Gensel, Rust. When my year is, you know, it was me, Letang. Like, young guys push everyone along. And
yeah.
The best thing Dan Bylsma ever said to me, he goes, TK, as much as we need you during the game, a big part of your job as a first-year player is setting the tone in practice and setting the pace. Because these older guys, they can take days off. Maybe not the Penguins, but some other guys can maybe take days off. In practice, you're there to make sure we have a great practice. And that's by making passes, playing with speed in practice, and that's what makes a good team. And this kid, again, like that goal against Florida, like that was a goal
scorer.
That
one-timer, yeah.
Yeah, that was...
That's when you knew he had it. Everything.
I feel like that goal was like, all right, he's here for the year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think there's a decision.
There is one for Brunig, though.
Quick aside here, Bob. In 1912 Olympics in Stockholm, pistol dueling was a sport. You talk about high stakes. Game 7 in Detroit was nothing compared to that, Bob. You don't get a rematch if you lose that game, right?
No. How do you get ready for that? There's a lot of it going on in the streets everywhere in this country, so I guess that's what's happening.
Man, pistol dueling. Wow. You should see the guys who partook in that.
So do you actually, what does that specifically mean?
Means you shoot at the other guy and hope he doesn't shoot you first, I think.
Is it like you walk, back to back, like old school?
The old west.
So you're not using bullets, then what are you using?
I don't know, Bob.
It's like a paint gun sort of thing?
The brave men taking part had to fire at mannequins dressed in frock coats with targets pinned on their chests.
Okay, so you turn, it's accurate. It's like shooting accuracy.
You hope it's accurate, yeah.
If that's there was the one Olympic winter sport that you can do, what would you do?
I covered this once in Salt Lake City. Ski jumping was unbelievable. There was a guy from Poland. They called him the Polish Batman.
How about Eddie the Eagle? Remember him?
Eddie the Eagle was there that year too, I think.
Yeah, I don't know why you would want to do that.
How do you practice that, Bob?
I don't know. You start small. You can't go big right off the bat.
You jump over a little stick and then
I saw that in person in Nagano, Japan when we went to cover those Olympics.
Isn't it crazy?
I was scared out of my mind. We walked all the way up to, and I just looked down and I wanted to turn around and just throw up.
You know who I got a quote from after the Polish Batman? I think he won silver. Lech Walesa was there.
Lech Walesa.
The former Polish president. I just walked up to him and got a quote. He looked like Avery Shriver from the Doritos commercials.
Did you ask him about ski jumping?
No, but I did ask a lot of people about it while I was there. The reality is they practice by doing that in a pool.
Yeah.
So you jump into water.
You can't do it that high. You can never do it that high into a pool, can you?
I mean, if the pool's big enough, yeah. Or you could do it into a lake. The lake.
We have practice going on right now. Lake Erie, come on up to Presque Isle. Spend your weekend with us and learn how to ski jump.
What would you do, Tyler? Winter Olympics.
Probably the moguls, where they're jumping back and forth.
Do you ski?
Yeah. Well, not like that, but I like to ski.
Do you, Bob?
I used to, but being on blood thinners, I'm not allowed anymore to do that. But if I had to pick one, it would be snowboarding, I guess, if I could do it. I don't know if I could do it.
That would be incredible.
Yeah, one of those kind of
things. I tried just to stand up on that one time, and it was like water skiing.
There's a lot of balance and strength in your legs, ankles, all of it.
I couldn't imagine, it was inconceivable how I was going to stand and do it. I just couldn't do it.
If you could, would you want to be a figure skater?
No.
Why? That means you're an elite skater.
It just seems
skater,
so much practice.
Well,
and
as
so
a skater,
hard.
Tyler, you tell me, those skaters, they know how to, that's some pretty elite skating. There's no body checking, of course, unless your name is Tonya Harding, but other than that, you go around and you start.
Did you see that movie, Bob? I, Tanya?
Tanya.
What a great movie.
Great show, yeah.
Wow.
But you got to admire those people. I mean, that skating is high level.
And what I think a lot of people don't realize, and I have so much respect for the figure skaters, there's a couple reasons. But one, so I do classes. I have my own hockey school, Tyler Kenny Training. And we train at 6:30 in the morning. They are getting off the ice at 6:30 in the morning. These figure skaters, they start at 5 a.m. And I'm talking not 20-year-olds. I'm talking 8 to 10-year-olds. They're on at 5 o'clock. That's commitment. And one thing, hockey players, they need to touch a puck. Like these young kids, if they don't touch a puck, like they're gone. You lost them. A figure skater can do the same movement.
Yes.
For an hour until they get it perfect. A hockey player goes, that's good enough. Let's go touch pucks. Like their discipline is unreal.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen it over at Mount Lebanon Ice Arena. Oh, that reminds me, Tyler. I was going to tell you earlier, three other things I'm doing now with this weight loss commitment that I'm ready to get into, and I need your help on one of them. Hot yoga.
Oh, I would do that with you.
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. I love yoga.
Hot yoga, ice skating.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back into skating, and I forgot the third one, Bob. Swimming. Swimming. I think Keystone Oaks might have a pool that you can use. At least I can use. Well, we both can use.
Yeah.
But I need you to teach me how to stop in skating. I can never do anything but a snowplow stop. Can you stop like a hockey player, Bob?
No.
And shave the ice up in the air?
I can't shave that or spray it.
Why can't I do that? It's like the ski boarding and water skiing. Yeah. I just when I'm skating and I try to imagine stopping like that, it seems inconceivable.
Well, when you stop, so you have two pretty much knives running through the ice.
Yes.
If you just try to turn your knives, you're going to fall because the knives aren't going to turn because they're cutting into the ice. So what you need to do when you go to stop, your feet are going forward, your toes are forward.
Yeah.
You got to press down. You got to bend your knees and then come up a little bit to let the weight off those blades. And then turn your...
That's the scary part because that's when I picture myself going flying into the boards and fracturing both ankles.
You got to commit. When you go to turn your toes and you let the weight off your toe, off your feet, and you turn your feet and then put the pressure down like that, that's where you have to commit to the turn.
Can you do that limits? Can you stop like a hockey player?
No chance. I can barely get on skates and stand for more than a minute.
Jesus. I can picture him on skates like a scarecrow, Bob. Can't you?
Yeah. How about if you're going in the unable corner and to all stand, of a sudden,
like the, remember,
Matt Remke's coming at you, and you know what's coming next.
He'd be like the scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz. Remember when he couldn't stand? He couldn't even stand up because his legs were made of straw. Just, it all made sense in the end.
Interesting
visual right there.
Anyway, we'll talk about that. Back to the Penguins.
Yeah,
when are you going to start to believe this is real?
Again, we've played a dozen games.
I know, but they say if you're in playoff position at Thanksgiving in that league, you got a real good shot based on history.
Yeah, we still got a lot of games until Thanksgiving. But what I love about the team, one, I love actually their response in the Philadelphia. When it got a little nasty, like...
That was great.
That was like, how much have you been missing that hatred towards Philadelphia? I was like, I was ready to shake Zegers' hand. I'm like, dude, thank you for firing up the stove, right? Like, thank you.
Bob
you know?
And I talked about that. Like, now he's hateable, and God bless him, a hateable flyer.
Hockey players have long memories, don't you?
100%. In next game, this is the first time in a long time, I cannot wait till the Penguins play Philadelphia because there could be some fireworks. And then you talk about this Parker Witherspoon, like the kid's got a little snap in him. Right? And again,
when you have snap, that's not a good thing because that means you're snapping. Like, in hockey terms, it's
I
good.
Love it.
Yeah, he plays with that edge. He plays with that niche that the Penguins have been missing. Again, I love when guys like, you know, when the wires cross up top and he goes after someone, just like Akari or whatever.
Achari would have beaten the crap out of Zegers.
Oh,
he's lucky that they
were
seated there.
And it's like, Zegers, what are you, dude? You haven't hit someone in your whole career, and now you're going to act.
Cheap shot his helmet.
Yeah, now you're going to act tough because you have Delorier, you have Ziller, you have all these guys in your team, and this is no time because what happens? Everyone matches up. You're going to have to go after someone. And I was thinking about this yesterday, and I was thinking about this when it happened. I'm like, there's one thing that I wish I knew when I played that I never did, and it was like a guy like that. If I'm a third line guy and you know everyone matched up, I should have been more of a pest and a guy that went after the stars instead of going after the third and fourth line plugs. You know what I mean? It would be like, okay, like, hey, I don't know, pick anyone. Avery, if you come after me, you know what? I am going to kill, you know, Panarin. You know, like that's
right.
That's how you win that fight. And it'd be very interesting to see how the Penguins respond because that was like kind of cheap shot-ish, and I think we can run with it. So again, it's, I like to see that sandpaper the Penguins are having more, even Muse letting them kind of run with it. I felt like every time anything got out of hand, like Sully pulled those reins back and be like, guys, we are not that player. We want to play up and down. We want to play that fat. And it's like, guys, we haven't won like that for 5 years. We have to change. Another thing that I love about the Penguins that might make me think they are for real is they're getting like scoring from a lot of different spots, right? Mm-hmm. Like they're getting depth scoring from, you know, Novik, Brazo, like Malkin's playing well, like even Kindle, like everyone's helping pull the rope. And it's not just two guys, two lines scoring. Like I feel like there's a lot less pressure on guys like Rust, guys like Raquel, even Sid and Gino, because they know other lines might help score goals and produce. And then you look at the fourth line, like the fourth line looks like a legit fourth line. They might not have like the heavyweight tough guy on their line, but they play a phenomenal fourth line minutes grind.
And better that Muse uses them more.
Yes.
Now, Mike Sullivan at times shied away from, you know, using the fourth line to a lot of minutes. I think
they didn't touch the ice the last five minutes of games.
Dan Muse is okay with those guys, and he puts them in big situations.
And you talk to like good coaches, they always say, no, we need to have faith in those fourth line guys that they can chip the puck out with 1 minute left in a game to win a game, you know, and that you need to instill faith in those guys. And that's what he's doing. And the goaltending, sometimes it's still a little bit of question mark for me that I haven't fully believed yet. Defensively, again, sometimes what, you know, they still like are willing to give up a lot. Like Carlson's playing a lot better and he's changed a little bit, but he still doesn't play like he doesn't have that sandpaper in front of the net. But
he's playing great right now too. Oh, whatever is happening there,
except the other night. But generally, I agree.
Yes. Yeah, he's going to have his moments. Well, just like Malkin will have his moments where they do something right. They don't want to see in the offensive zone. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Arc Raiders. a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion, joining us here on Pomp and Joe. We have a full house, limits to my left, Bob across the table. Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday right around noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And we're coming up on the 50-minute mark. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. So how much of the frozen frenzy, every team in action, did you watch the other night, Tyler? And what did you make of the end of the Penguin game right before the shootout when all hell broke loose and they decided to give Sid and Zegras a misconduct, but for the purposes of the frozen frenzy, all this advertising they did, this is the NHL on ESPN, let's watch all these games. Sidney Blanking Crosby didn't get a chance to participate in the shootout. Was that the right call?
I don't know if it was the right call. I think it was a call. Hopefully, what I like with the NHL, they kind of swiped it under the carpet because Sid did leave the bench.
Yeah, but that was the end of the game. There's a difference to me. There's a difference, I think, in how it's written, don't you? If you leave the bench mid period and there's something going on, then now you've crossed the line. At the end of the game, you could just get on the ice because you think the game is over, right?
Yeah, but when you leave and you cross the line to go get another player, right? When you leave, it's because where does it stop? Because usually, say if something like someone would have suckered Sid or something would have happened, it would have been a melee, right?
For sure, but I think so many guys seem to leave the benches and so many were involved in this that if I'm an official, I'm saying to myself, listen, we'll sort all this crap out later. Sidney Crosby's going to participate in this shootout for the NHL safe.
And what he does,
Zegras, that's
best.
What he's there for. I and like Sid is not probably the best at shootouts. He's scored one or two this year, but
everybody wants to see him.
Especially there.
In that
especially that night.
The frozen frenzy.
Like I like the idea of the frozen frenzy, but like you only watch so many games. But, you know, I always wonder, is it worth bringing a player in that just is good at shootouts? Because the Penguins have not won a shootout in a long, long time. Mm.
They're big points. You're right about that. But it's like having a guy on your team. Like, it's tough. If he doesn't have a prominent role, what do you do with him? You just wait him for shootouts. You may never get there. Who was the Penguin who was really good at that back in the day?
Eric Christensen. Did you know him?
Yeah, I play with him.
Yeah.
Why was he
so good at that?
Well, you have to have a really good set of hands, right? You have to be so shifty. You got to be so deceptive with, like, where you're shooting, confidence. You have to have, like, three moves that you can do without thinking about it, just depending on where the goalie is in the net. And who else was like phenomenal at shootouts at the beginning of their career?
Letang.
I think
he didn't get the call the other night. I was a little surprised.
Because he hasn't been great at shootouts. Like, know what happened to Letang? He changed his curve. He went from having a certain curve. Now, when you look at his stick, he's got this banana, and it's more for like shooting from the point and dragging the puck. Before, it was kind of like a, not straight-ish, but it was a little bit more straight where he can use his backhand more. Mm-hmm. But Letang was phenomenal. And the one thing I wanted to see, and I think they do need to work, they need to know who's going every time.
Let me ask you a quick question. I think you can. Couldn't he just use a different stick for the shootout?
Yeah, that's like using a different club. You know what I mean? That's like, oh, like instead of using a 5-iron, why don't you just use a pitching wedge? Mm. Like it means a lot. You know, like that guys can tell from their tape, like everything. Even looking down and see different tape, and it throws off a hockey player. But when we were good in shootouts, so I always think in 09 and when Dan was here, we were so good at shootouts. One, we knew who our shootouts guys were. Like you kind of knew where you were in the list. And two, we used to work on it all the time. After every practice, we'd have this. It would
make
called
sense.
A mustache boy. So if you lost, you'd have to wear a mustache for a month. And all the boys loved it because, you know, the goalies would, you know, let certain guys score. So like a Matt Cook would have to ride a mustache for the month or whatever.
What was your career record? And did you score in a shootout?
I've scored a shootout, but I was more surprised I got picked, to be honest. You know, I was like, oh, boy. But I remember I went in Florida. I had 2 goals. He's like, he's riding a hot hand. But I wasn't very good at shootouts.
What's the key for any shooter? Really? I know you have to have hands,
and
obviously.
May I add to that? What about the guys who crawl in there and just go so slow? Ferraro the other night said he doesn't that's a bad move.
The Flyers put out there, I forget who he was, but it's almost like he's skating in quicksand. He didn't move at all, making it a little easier for the goalie, I thought.
So when they change speeds, when you go fast, what it does, it really screws up the goalie for depth in the net. So if you come in really fast, the goalie backs up really quick. And then if you slow down, he's already backed in the back of the net. Now you have a different option of shooting, right? And when you go slow, think of a goalie. It's hard for him to move very slowly back. They're used to making quick movements. Like, there's a big science behind it. And when you see guys, you know, come really wide, you know, just certain shoulder drops, like,
yeah,
it's a lot. And I think now what's happening is, even when I played, they would have, when you go in an NHL dressing room, they have a breakdown of every player, what they're good, what they're bad, and even the goalies. But now what they're doing, if there's a shootout, there's a guy up top telling them, okay, he's very weak on his short side. You got to, if you go backhand, forehand, go shelf on him. They're telling.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I thought that was done prior to. I didn't know it was like a.
Yeah, they're telling
it's like
guys,
a quarterback getting the play in, and then all of a sudden the electronics shut off after a certain amount of time.
You still have to make your own judgment, but that helps with it, you know, but it's confidence. It's being able to, like, move down the ice, making moves, dropping shoulders, faking without looking at the puck. That's why usually guys with great hands have, you know, go in the shootout.
Christensen was 14 of 23. Yeah, that's 61%. Who's the second greatest Penguin percentage-wise, let's say 15 or more attempts after Christensen? The second best percentage-wise. Limits, you go first. Wrong.
What's the name start with?
Jay.
Oh, I got it.
Who?
Caulfield.
Yo, the Jokinen?
I like that pick. Who?
Jokinen?
No. You see Jokinen?
Yeah.
No. Well, I'm talking with the Penguins specifically.
Oh.
And they had to have taken at least 15 attempts.
Besides Christensen.
The name begins with J, the first name.
What's the last name? Start with.
Then you'll get it. N. James Neal. How about them apples?
I would never have thought that.
He was 9 for 19, Bob, for 47.4%.
That's pretty good. What's Crosby's numbers? He's taken a million of them.
He's unbelievable because he's taken it so many. 106.
106
shots, and he scored on 39% of them. That is incredible.
That's a really good number, yes.
Like, his numbers.
Keep that in mind in case the gold medal. Would the gold medal ever go to a shootout, or did they keep playing overtime?
No, they keep playing, I think.
No, remember in Oshie?
That was Oshie, but I think they've changed that, haven't they? Or will they still do it? I don't like the fact that you could keep using the same guy over and over, though.
I don't think
that's very accurate in trying to determine a team depth, a team champion.
Who's the greatest Penguin, including Christensen, 5 or more attempts? 5 or more attempts.
So this is a limited sample size.
This guy's the greatest Penguin of all time on shootouts, but he only took 6 so far. I just gave away that he's an active player. Wrong.
Wait. Okay. You just wrong. What's right about this?
You ready?
Now you're putting pressure on
Rust?
Me.
I know. Yes.
Brian Rust.
Brian Rust is 5 for 6.
He's pretty good at it, yeah.
Like, why isn't he going
to... Did he do it the other night? I don't remember now the order of which... I know Koivunen,
I'm assuming this
Koivunen
thing's up to date.
It. He was the first, and I was a little surprised, but then again, he's new, and they may have thought, okay.
It's called hockeycentral.co. I hope it's up to date, or else I'm telling everybody wrong information.
You knew
who's the best ever in hockey at doing it? I'm just curious.
Can you look that up, Limits? Who's the best shootout player ever?
I would send
wrong.
Kindle. If I was Muse, I'd send Kindle.
Well, I think that's why he sent Koivunen. Just because he's new, and I don't think they...
Who's the worst penguin on shootouts? Let's say 10 or... And it says here you were 0-for-3 in your penguin
career. Oh, Jesus, don't say that.
0-0-0.
No, but you have company. Guess who else was 0-for-3? Mario.
Same talent.
There you go. Mario and Kennedy were combined 0-for-6.
Minimum of how many shots, Joe?
No, it doesn't matter. Just give me the best shooting percentage.
Well, no, at least 3 shots. Who was the worst ever? We don't want to make it Kennedy.
We're talking about best ever.
This guy had a devil of a time scoring, Bob.
Okay.
He had a devil of a time scoring. Come on!
That's a whole New Jersey roster forever.
No! This penguin had a devil of a time...
Tom Fitzgerald.
Miroslav Satan.
Satan.
Shatan.
Shatan.
I love that guy, too.
He was 0-for-4.
Imagine getting him on.
That would be great. And who was who was the worst penguin of all time? 10 or more shots on the shootout. Wrong.
This Malkin.
Guy? Nope. You won't believe it. You already mentioned his name today.
Oh, I have a good question for you. And you won't answer this one unless you look at my screen right now, which I don't think you're trying
I can't
to
see
do it. Yes, you did.
I didn't go to school. No, I swear I didn't.
You did.
No, I swear to God.
I saw what you did.
Who's the worst penguin?
I can't trust you on a golf course. If you're going to do this here, you're going to cheat on a golf course.
10 or more shots, the worst penguin of all time on the shootouts. You mentioned one of them already.
Is he playing?
No. And one of them used to play with Sid.
Jokinen.
UC Jokinen was only 3-for-10.
Okay, the best.
Bring him in.
Here's a question for you, and it says Pittsburgh Ties, the best shooting percentage ever in the history of shootouts.
Hold on. The other bad one was who? He played with Sid.
Kunitz.
Nope.
No, Dupuy,
3-for-10. Good old Duper.
Best
wasn't so
shooting
super.
Percentage all time. Shooting percentage, not necessarily
Mario.
The
TJ Oshie.
It has Penguin Ties.
Mario was 0-for-3.
I didn't say Mario.
Oh. Didn't you just
the
say
highest
Mario?
Active guy right now in the NHL is Braden Point. But who's the all-time leader in percentage converted on shootout goals?
Ovi?
No.
No.
Penguin has a penguin tie. It's a penguin. It's a former penguin.
It's a former penguin?
Yeah. Is he still playing? No.
Is he still playing?
Former.
Are you sure, Bob? I'm looking at something different from the NHL site.
He's a chat GDP.
What are you looking at something I'm not looking at?
I'm looking at NHL.com's records of highest shootout scoring percentage.
I see this is a different category. I'm sorry. This is best career shooting percentage overall.
Oh, well, that would be interesting.
Craig Simpson.
Craig Simpson.
That's interesting.
Craig Simpson.
Craig Simpson.
Behind
I wouldn't
him,
have said
Charlie
that.
Simmer. Remember Charlie Simmer?
Oh, yeah. LA Kings and a hell of a mustache. Who's the greatest shootout player of all time? Let's guess at that. TJ Oshie?
Wrong.
I knew he wanted to say that.
Who's a guy in Dallas? To do
10 or more attempts. Oh, yeah.
Zuboff?
Sergei Zuboff. He was a former Penguin, too.
Christensen.
How about...
Christensen is 16th.
What? There's somebody with 10 or more attempts?
How about Miro Heiskanen, the guy from Dallas? He takes him once in a while. I don't know if he's
Heiskanen.
He is not in the top five.
Okay. Well,
who was the best breakaway?
There are two active players in the top five.
Holy ostrich milk. Two active players?
Yeah.
McDavid.
No.
No, he falls into the same category. I think an elite player is not good at
Panarin.
That for some reason.
Yes, Panarin is third. 58.7%. 27 goals on 46 shots for Artemi Panarin. How about that?
You know, this is where I screwed up. Because I always thought I would play their percentages. And I'd be like, the more shots I got in net, if I got, this is how I honestly thought, and it probably wasn't the smartest way to think. If I got 3-4 shots a game, by 4 games, having 16 shots, one's got to squeak in there.
I like that theory.
Yeah, well, it didn't work, so.
Hey, you still had 70. How many goals did you have in
almost
your
career? Almost 100.
Yeah, almost 100 goals.
I had 100 goals in the NHL.
It's 100 more than Limits, I'll tell you that much.
That's right.
They were big goals. You got to score.
You
right
scored
guy.
Some
were
big goals, man.
Qualify.
One of the biggest in Penguins history in game 6 of the finals. I'll tell you that much.
Was it all downhill after that tic-tac-toe goal that you scored, TK?
Like Crowley
that's
said.
Hilarious.
It's pretty much when I left the Penguins, I went down.
I loved your reaction to that. Like, you're like, okay, do I want to fight him or do I want to answer this?
Well, I just thought it was like a tough question.
Yeah, tough question. Yeah.
Like, that wasn't nice, you know?
Yeah. Like, I know.
Straight to my face.
He was just in here this morning, too. They were face to face, but he was a nameless gray face to Tyler Kennedy.
Who's number one limits? Tell us.
Pateri Neumelin from Minnesota.
Newman.
Who else? Who's second?
Trevor Zegras.
Now, Zegras is very good. That's Zegras. Why he and Crosby to end this conversation.
Good thing that they kept Zegras and Crosby out of a shootout on the frozen frenzy.
And even if you're going to do whatever later, just, okay, you guys are not, we're not going to throw you out of the game. Not at this juncture.
Zegras, that's his game, right? He's a playmaker, goal scorer.
Then I would have loved to see Shelovs come out and just, before he ever got the shot off, just tackle him or something.
Do you think there's going to be a response by the Penguins to Zegras?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll come late.
Who?
From Achari.
From who, though?
Achari would be the guy looking for it, but he won't be on.
Weatherspoon.
No, I think it'll be Chris Letang. He gets his fuse going a little bit.
Oh, Chris is like very, like when those wires cross, watch over.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think he's one of those guys who could do it to him.
And Chris is like a left-handed puncher. Like he's a lefty.
Hard to prepare for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, when I saw him fight Timo. And who's the guy in Philadelphia? Timonen?
Timonen, yeah.
If one would have connected, he would have killed him.
Chris Kunitz almost broke that guy in half in Philly. Do you remember that hit?
Behind the net.
Yeah. Oh my God.
No, that's what I missed.
Was an underrated hitter.
As wild as that, you know.
How did he do that? He used to just light.
Series, yeah. That was one of the most ridiculous series I've ever seen.
That was great.
Fights, brawls, a million goals.
That was entertaining.
Oh, entertaining. Highly entertaining.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. That was fantastic.
Tyler Kennedy left the building.
It's like 15. It felt like 10 minutes.
I know.
Doesn't it, though?
Time flies when you're having fun. Can we play golf next week? I'll just knock on your door. You live right on a golf course, right?
Yeah. Maybe me, you, and Wayne, and Bob.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that.
Boy, that'd be nice, Bob.
Could I drive the cart?
You could be my caddy. I need one.
Nice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.